This is the Geeky Natural Mom Podcast. Hey, y'all, what's up? This is your girl, Yasmin Nicole, and welcome back to the Fortress, y'all. I hope you guys have been doing well. As always, you know I have to start the show by showing gratitude. Thank you so much for all the love and support. I love you guys. Let's keep it going if you're rocking with me. All right, so it's been long overdue. It is time for this edition of a Monday Moment. And if you're a new listener, basically Monday Moment is every Monday or every other Monday, I basically just bring some brightness and sprinkles and rainbows to your Monday, bringing positive energy to your day to start the week, your week off great. So basically that's, it's only for a moment, probably I would say 15 minutes or less. So that's basically what the Monday Moment is. So in today's edition of Monday Moment, we're going to talk about labels. How do we see ourselves when we're labeled? Like, society puts so much labels on us that we can't even function as people because we're in a box. We're just like trapped in boxes and can't really think for ourselves and can't really be ourselves. And I'm here to say that I am done with labels. Majority of these labels are man-made. It is for us to be controlled. And for me, I don't want to be controlled unless I'm in the bedroom. I'm just being honest. Like, I'm just keeping it real. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm being controlled as a woman, as a black woman. Like, yes, I'm all those things, but those things don't define me. And I mean that in a sense where that how society sees me or how, you know, how things are politically correct of the black woman or how stereotypes of the black woman and not just the black woman, just women in color in general. Like, I don't want to make this thing about race, but we have to have conversations about race because honestly, it's just the proper thing to do. And we need to have that compassion, less ignorance, and more awareness and be proud of our culture, especially for the African American culture. We need awareness. We need positivity in our culture, and we're not getting enough of it. We're not getting enough of it. We have all these people that are supposed to be for us, but are they really for us? Or are they for themselves? Or were they for us, kind of got blinded by all these things and not for us? Like, I'm just speaking the real here, not talking about anyone in particular, just speaking the reality of things. Like, we need to see ourselves in the bigger picture of how others see us. And we not even, and yes, on a racial standpoint, but just on a standpoint in general. We need to see ourselves in a better light. Because everybody has a crab in a barrel mentality these days. Everybody is scratching and clawing their way out of the barrel, not caring who they step on, not caring if they betray, not caring who they got to rat out to be where they are. It's not about uplifting. It's not about encouraging. We're not encouraging each other. We're not uplifting each other. We're not uplifting ourselves. Because it starts with uplifting ourselves and seeing our self-worth. Because if your mind has that crab in a barrel mentality, then your life and how people see you as that crab down on the barrel. So when are we going to stop letting society tell us how we are? When are we going to stop letting people dictate our future? People dictate how we should be. When are we going to stop doing that? When are we going to start living for ourselves and stop minding everybody else's business and you know, get on social media and troll and, you know, talk about people and like, when are we going to stop doing that? When are we going to really enjoy being ourselves? Why do we have to push ourselves to please people that don't give a fuck? Why do we have to do that? Why do we have to keep up with the Joneses, in quotations? Why? Or the Kardashians? Because that's what it is now. Like, why do we have to do that? Why can't we just be who we are? Why can't we show our children the ways of being a kid? Why can't we call out for help? Why is there so much stigma in everything? In parenting, in activism, in mental health, all types of things. Why is there so much stigma? Why are we not answering the call? Why are we not stepping up? Why? Why do we let labels defy us? Why do we let the system plague us from reaching our potential? Why? Why are we still living in generational curses? Why are we not showing our children healthy relationships? Why are we not showing healthy mindsets? Because it starts there. Why are we not pushing each other? Why are we not giving each other a chance? Are you still letting the labels defy you? Because labels don't define me. Because my political stance doesn't matter. My race doesn't matter. My religion or what I believe in doesn't matter. My social status doesn't matter. My financial means to society does not matter. The only thing that matters is me. At the end of the day, I get up for myself and my family, I get up alone. Like, all this other stuff doesn't matter. Because when we're gone, we're not going to have those things. So why are we holding on to them? Why are we shallow in everything? We have to stop being shallow. We have to stop not seeing things in a clearer light, seeing things in a bigger perspective. why are we just, I know this is a lot of, like, a lot of me saying why, because why? Are we going to keep living in those labels? Are we going to be in chains because society is making us have that mindset? If it's one thing that you take from this episode today, I want you to take that you are an individual. You control your destiny. You control your mindset. You control your emotions. You control your happiness. You're in control of that. No one else but you. It's up to you to make the choice of how your day goes, your week goes, your month goes, your year go, your years go. Nobody else but you. Society has nothing to do with that. So why are we letting society and people label us? No more labels. Let us live our lives and be free of living our lives. So start today. Start living in your truth. Start living the life you want. Stop listening to people's negativity. Stop listening to the coulda, woulda, shoulda. Stop letting social media control your life. Stop letting social media tell you what to do. Stop letting social media show you that you should be this person and your body should be this way and you should buy this product because it's supposed to make you feel better or make your body look good. Stop letting society win. Stop letting the enemy win. Stop being your worst enemy. Stop being labeled. Stop being labeled. Love who you want to love. Believe in what you want to believe in as long as it's not hurting nobody. Let's just put that in there. Love who you want to love. Be who you want to be. Live the way you want to live. Show compassion. Stop being controlled. Stop letting people control you. Stop letting people win in your mind. Stop letting the naysayers talk shit because it don't mean nothing. Stop letting the naysayers get in your head. Because the naysayers always want to see you lose. The haters always want to see you lose. Rise above the haters. Rise above the naysayers. Rise above the label makers. Rise above yourself and show yourself that you are the shit. And don't let anyone take that away from you. You owe that to yourself. You owe that to yourself. So don't live as a label. And that's my Monday moment. And I want to say, as far as whatever you want to believe what I'm saying as labels, you can take it as your own discretion, but we have to stop being labeled. That's my time. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed this Monday moment. And I'll see y'all on another Monday. Peace and love.